Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, please tell us the issue that you have had with the town of Amherst regarding the property in particular at Niagara Falls Boulevard and Kenmore Avenue.
We've had a gas station there for about 20 years. And 20 years ago, they took away some of our property to widen the road, which we cooperated. Then we closed it. We have paid the taxes ever since. And at one time, they offered us some land they had behind there to open up, to buy it from them and open up an additional gas station that we have, I don't know, 30 or 40 in the whole Buffalo area, maybe more. We tried to get a meeting with the supervisor, and the supervisor refused to meet. And then the next thing we know, there's a lawsuit against us to steal our property, to take it away after being taxpayers for the last 40 years. And it just rubbed me the wrong way. I became very angry that at least they should meet with us. And, you know, I think it comes off of what happened in New York City where I live with Amazon. We blew away $27 billion that Amazon was going to invest over a couple of stupid politicians that knew nothing about nothing. And in fact, if we count that for you, I'll tell you how stupid they were. They said, well, the $3 billion rebate that we were going to give Amazon, we're going to give it to somebody else. We're going to give it to education. There is no $3 billion. If after they spend the $27 billion, that creates $3 billion in credits. For, you know, we'll give them $3 billion in credits for spending $27 billion in one of the most expensive cities in the world. But these five politicians that shot down Amazon know nothing about it. They're not even smart enough to run a candy store. So, I mean, when I run into the same situation in Amherst, where these people won't even meet with us, all they want to do is take away the property. They want to show their power. I became very angry. And I think that whole Buffalo area needs more investment. And if we have politicians in that way, I think it chases away business people who say, why should we invest in an area where it's anti-business, where we have so many places to invest that are pro-business? And that's all I really wanted to. At least they should have met with us.
The supervisor told me that he had made an offer for the property for $80,000. Did you have a chance to meet with him or talk with him about that offer?
He refused to meet. He refused to meet, and you should check with everybody involved that we're dealing with him. You should check with Brian Rusk, one of our consultants in that area. You should check with our general counsel, John Wagner. He refused to meet to even discuss us opening up another business there and creating more jobs. So politicians like that, I have no use for. You know, Buffalo needs jobs. They need investment. We don't need people that want to be like the character we have down here, AOC, wanting socialism. You know what I tell people that want socialism? We'll buy you a one-way ticket to Venezuela, see what socialism did to the wealthiest country in South America.
And you are continuing this push that you will not invest any more into Western New York. Is there also a possibility the current Quickfill locations?
We will not invest in Amherst. Well, this where you have politicians that are anti-business. You know, I was very hot today. I said all of Western New York. You know, people get hot, and I calm down, and if there's a pro-business environment, we are always willing to invest.
As far as the current properties elsewhere in the region, what could happen with those? Are you planning on pulling up those stakes or closing those locations? Or
no, we're not. We only want to protect ourselves against anti-business people. And we don't believe anti-business people should have a home or a position in a place like Western New York, where more investment is needed. We do business in Florida. I'm not an anti-democratic person. You know, Governor Cuomo is a good friend. I've helped him. I've helped his family. And I'll tell you about the Democrats in Florida. You know what they call themselves, the Democrats in Florida? We are pro-business progressives. Because they realize without business people spending money, then there's no jobs created. We try to be common sense business people. We have served that community for 100 years. And it's just mind-boggling when you have the situation that we were faced with where they didn't even want to meet with us. And like I said, we are community-minded. We invest in communities, and we've done that. I've owned that company for almost 40 years, and it's a great company.